You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
It's Peterson.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. You have me, Will, Wally, and we have a special guest tonight, Ray. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
First, that was a courtesy of Fox. Fox's Kenny Albert for the AP 64-yard run. So make sure I said that. You know what I mean? I got to credit the right people.
This is not All Skins Everything this week. This is a...
All Falcons?
No, it's not all Falcons.
Rise up.
But yeah, it's a rise up
edition of All Skins Everything.
There you go. That's perfect. You said it for me. It's a Dirty Bird edition.
It's a Dirty Bird of it.
Riding dirty. Yes, indeed. I'm excited. It's gonna be a good game.
It should be a good
FedEx, game. The winning streak on the line. The Falcons have beaten the Redskins every time since 2003.
You like mentioning that.
I do.
That's your thing right now, man.
I'm going to ride it out.
I'm going to ride it out.
Got to ride the victory out. Because they lose, the streak is over. But I don't think they're going to lose.
Well, Jay Gruden, he ends streaks anyway.
They got one. Oh, Jay Gruden is trend. The streak ender.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us.
Better Gruden.
And leave us a comment. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
We'll talk about the Washington Redskins defeating the New York Giants 20-13 and the Skins trading for Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Then we'll preview the Redskins-Falcons game. Then Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk about Clinton Dix and the Falcons as well. Finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk, with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, Redskins beat the Giants 20-13. What were your thoughts in that game?
It was an ugly game, for one.
Yeah, for others, it was ugly to me, but go ahead.
I mean, it was an ugly game. Defensive line was dominant against their offensive line.
Which is a bad offensive line, though. That is a bad offensive line.
That's a terrible offensive line. But their run defense was superior.
Yes.
Washington's run defense was superior, keeping Saquon Barkley.
Go ahead. I'm laughing at you, that's all.
Yeah, I'm keeping Saquon Barkley under, I think it was like 35 mm-hmm. yards, rushing yards. Mm-hmm. And then the one consistent thing over the past 2 or 3 weeks has been a subpar performance from Alex Smith.
Yeah.
You know, when the season started, everyone
raved about
the potential of Alex Smith in Jay Gruden's offense, saying that he was a better fit compared to Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
That is pure hype, whatever you want to call it.
Propaganda.
Yeah, it's just something that's being peddled by Washington's PR staff. Because Alex Smith has been He's been a hindrance to this team.
He's been average. I'll put it this way.
A hindrance. I would say that's a strong word.
No, he's been average. Yeah. Because this is the thing. A football team is a team. Right, it's a team. Defense, offense.
No.
It's the truth. I'm gonna give you an example. The Eagles game last season. Right, they first game of the year. The game was in doubt. The game was close. Who throws the pick six in the end of half to pretty much end the game?
Kirk.
Exactly. Does Alex Smith give you that? Does Alex Smith provide that? As bad as he is, does he provide that? Does he give you that backbone, that back crushing pick to end the game?
He hasn't thus far.
That's been his resume. That's been Alex Smith. Alex Smith is not going to lose you a game. He will not win you a game, but he will not lose you a game. And for this defense, because this defense is not the Baltimore Ravens defense. It is not the Tampa Bay defense with Warren Sapp. It's not the Seattle Seahawks defense who won the Super Bowl, who beat the Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning. This defense can't overcome things that Kurt did in the past. Alex Smith is not hurting this defense. Therefore, this defense is playing better football because what's going on? Offenses are now having to travel the length of the field other than the short portion of the field, which makes the team better.
You just want to keep your press credentials. That's
all. No, I'm keeping it a buck. I've been saying this forever. Keep your press at the end of the day, what's this team's record?
Come on, man.
No, what's that? Has Kurt ever been been a 5-2 quarterback? No, he hasn't.
He was 4-2-1 last week in Minnesota.
I'm talking about in D.C. Minnesota has a better all-around team. I'm talking about in D.C.
I mean, you've asked me, has Kurt?
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Has Kurt in D.C. been a 5-2 quarterback?
No, he hasn't.
There you go.
Okay. It's
too much euphoria about being 5-2. And you know what?
Hey, 5-2 is 5-2. It is what it is.
It's the worst 5-2 that you've seen in
They're not a scary 5-2 team. No. We'll see what they're capable of when somebody good comes to town.
People said the same thing about Carolina not too far ago.
New Orleans beat the brakes off of them.
New Orleans beat the Baltimore Ravens. New Orleans beat how many teams? New Orleans only lost how many games?
It's not how.
But New Orleans only.
It's how they beat the Redskins, though.
So, all right. So, has any teams get blown out? I believe the Falcons got blown out by the Steelers, right?
Yeah.
Teams get blown out. Are they a bad team?
The Falcons, because of injury, sure.
So they're a bad team?
I can admit that. You can't admit stuff about your team. That's the problem.
No, I can't.
That's what Will is saying. You're not objective at all.
I am objective. You're not being objective.
No, I am objective.
No, you're not.
They're 5-2.
No, you're not.
They're 5-2 football.
Hold on.
The good thing is
this show is recorded. If we go back to after New Orleans game, you didn't just say, hey, teams get blown out. You weren't talking like that.
No, I said they played horrible. I said it was garbage. I said it was disgraceful. That's what I said.
That's my point.
So I'm just telling you that, but you could turn around, right? So what happened the following week? Who they beat? A Carolina team that just beat up on a Baltimore Ravens team, right? Isn't Carolina a good team?
Is Baltimore a measuring stick?
No. I'm gonna use
for success.
The Green Bay Packers just pushed who to the limit?
The Rams.
They beat the Green Bay Packers, right?
Who?
The Redskins.
Yeah, but my point is they have beaten
good teams. So for you to say like it's a bad 5-2 team, you've beaten good teams.
I didn't say it was a bad 5-2. I said it's not the strongest 5-2. It's a weak 5-2 team. I think
it's a 5-2 team. No, to me it's an effective 5-2 team. It's a 5-2 team.
I will say this because the question was the thoughts on the game. Being a fan for real right now. My God.
Like I'm being real. Before the season started, folks said when this season started, that portion of the season was tough. Everyone said like this team isn't going to finish over 500. They're 5-2 on us in a tough portion of the season.
Because me and you,
the pundits, bro, the pundits, everyone, the pundits. I'm keeping it a buck. I'll give you. You told me to keep it a buck. I'm keeping it a buck.
You're a pundit.
No, hold on. But I'll give you credit though because we have things on tape on our YouTube clip at training camp. You said 11-5.
I did.
You felt like this was one of the better rosters, and a lot of people did. That's why we talk.
I like it
in general. Come on, man.
I know. I kept
Jordan Reed coming back. There was confidence that this group would be better, including from me. There are some issues that I see. If you want to be a contender, if you're going to be a 5-2, you're somewhere at the top of the standings, right? But you can be a weak 5-2 team. I can say that about my own squad. Atlanta started out 11-0. That's a matter of fact. One of the last times we beat Washington was the year they came to D.C. and hurt RG3. Sean Witherspoon knocked them out of the game. They were 5-0 then, but they were weak, though. This is why Green Bay beat the brakes off of them in the playoffs. Because their flaws came out when it was time. And that's what I'm saying. You play a big game on Monday night, your flaws came out. If you're going to be a good team, you gotta prove it. You beat a weak New York team that
everyone knows New York was weak. I'm not arguing.
Atlanta barely beat them. That's how you know Atlanta's not good this year.
But the Panthers barely beat New York. There's a lot of teams that barely beat New York. New York has been in most of their games.
A lot of teams not barely beat New York.
Name who the Saints barely beat New York.
The Saints barely beat the Browns.
No, I'm just saying.
And the Saints beat the Braves.
New York has been in a lot of. My point is New York has been in a lot of close games.
Now we can say this. It's a week to week league, obviously.
Yes.
So anything can happen.
Exactly.
Of course. But like what Will was saying, that Alex Smith is a flaw. You got to have good quarterback play going on the stretch, especially when you replace Kirk Cousins, who arguably put up the best stats over a 3-year period than any other quarterback. So. There's some issues that need to be addressed. I'm just saying, you're at the top of a weak division. There's a lot of things that I see that right now racing fans aren't wanting to acknowledge, clearly.
Weak division. Is it the weakest division in the NFL?
I didn't say weakest.
He said a weak division. He said a weak division.
I've seen weaker. Are the Rams in a weak division?
Yeah. What does that mean?
And I'm naming.
They're just a good team.
I'm naming divisions. Because we're saying weak divisions, right? That's the argument. They're in a weak division. Would you say that
New England's in a weak division?
Yeah. Was the Saints division? Is that a strong division?
The Saints?
Yeah.
So because Carolina, because you just bounced.
Carolina's good. That's two teams. Y'all rock with Carolina.
Okay. Atlanta's that strong?
No, to your point, you just told me they're not strong. See, this is you just told me they're not strong.
Historically.
So, no, we're talking this season. You just told me they're not strong. We're talking about this season. You just said they're not
strong.
Historically. No, we can't go. We're talking about this season, right? The argument is this season.
Tampa's not bad.
So, Tampa's good. The team that's flip-flopping quarterbacks, that's a strong division?
What does that mean?
With a weak defense?
Because they flip-flopping quarterbacks?
I mean, no, that's a strong
division. Okay, is NFC East a strong division or not? Hell no. It don't matter about other divisions.
In the NFC, it's one of the stronger divisions. Because in the NFC, it's one of the stronger divisions in the NFC.
What, the NFC East?
NFC, it's one of the stronger divisions.
You're sick.
We just agreed that the South isn't that strong.
Let's take the South. We'll compare the South. Who in your division is better than the Saints?
In our division?
Nobody.
I would say nobody.
Nobody. Right now. This season, right?
Nobody.
Okay, let's be honest. Okay, so who in our division is worse than the Giants?
Nobody, because the Giants
exactly. So there you go. That says it all.
Let's put it this way, though. Competitive.
The top of our division is better than the top of your division.
Top three,
and they proved it on Monday night. Weeks ago.
All right, look at your division. The Eagles beat. They beat the Falcons. They lost to Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Skins beat Carolina.
Right.
They got to play you guys. So, to be honest with you, that's still to be determined.
So they can settle it over the course of
exactly.
season.
That's my point.
I agree with that.
But I'm just saying, it's not a guaranteed division.
Now, y'all played a good game against the Panthers, right? It was a close game, right?
Yeah.
When you played the Saints, what happened?
Y'all blown out.
It don't matter where the game is. When Atlanta played,
you were the same person. Oh my God, you're the same person during that game. Was like, don't worry about it. It's gonna happen. Drew Brees.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna fall back from that. You're gonna learn from this.
I'm not gonna fall back from that. But here's what I'm saying. I could easily sit here and say, as an excuse in this argument, that Atlanta lost in Philly, right?
What are we talking about?
I'm not going to say
I got to change topics anyway.
You're a passionate fan
No, because I'm just calling it for what it is. You're trying to say it's a weak.
You never answer any questions, though. Are the Ravens in a strong division? Wait a minute. Let's look at other divisions.
No,
are the Ravens a strong 5-2 team? Wait a minute. Are you saying
they're a 5-2 team? I said they're a 5-2 team.
You have not answered one question.
Hold on. So
you just start arguing every time.
Hey, look. The Skins traded a 4th-round pick to the Packers for Ha Ha Clinton Dix. How does that improve the defense?
I don't know. I've been reading, and it seems as though, based on what the pundits are saying, is what we're going to call it. Now we're listening to other people. It's great.
No, it's the pundits. You gotta
DJ Swearinger right now is not performing to the level that the team expected, and this is why the move was made. That's what I read.
Oh, nah. That's not. DJ Swearinger is rated at the top safety of PFF. Pro Football Focus. They did it because Monte Nicholson is banged up. So Monte is banged up, but you know, Haha is a better player than Monte. Monte's had a couple of bad plays. You saw in the Giants game when he got the pass interference because he couldn't locate the football, and also that dumb play against the Saints when he got that 15-yard penalty when the drive seemed to stop when Ryan Kerrigan had the sack. I think it's a good play having DJ Swearinger and Haha Quentin Dix together. I think Quentin Dix is up there too.
They're very similar.
Let me ask you this. Clinton Dix, Pro Bowler, last 2 years, right? Mm-hmm. Gave him up for a fourth round pick to a team that can contend, has a legitimate, like, if not the one of the top two quarterbacks in the NFL.
You're talking about Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you at least a little skeptical of why Green Bay gave him up for a fourth round pick?
No, because it's contract year. He's a free agent after the season, so it doesn't surprise me. It's his contract year. He's gonna need a lot of money, and you're allocated enough money to Aaron Rodgers, right? So they won't be able to afford a Dix anyway. So I felt like, you know what, it was a move that they probably had to do because they knew they weren't gonna keep him at the end of the season, and you're getting a fourth rounder for it.
Okay, I mean,
but I like the pairing of him and DJ, because you know you have Dix is a free safety. DJ can still play strong safety. And also, truth be told, you're allowed to put Monte to play more the Harvey Clemens role, which is more of that inside linebacker who's going to cover tight ends and who cover tight ends and also running backs. So you can do that if Harvey Clemens isn't able to, you know, keep it up. But I like the move. I think it definitely makes the defense stronger. Everybody quiet?
No, I mean it's a nice move. It's a nice move. Is it a move that you say this team captures the NFC East? Does this tilt the scales of the NFC East towards the team?
It strengthens the defense. I'm a big believer because I believe in the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they're a very strong team. I think they can turn it on at any moment, especially with the move they're getting. With the move of Golden Tate as a wide receiver. Now you pair him up with Alshon Jeffries. I think that team is, you know, that's a strong team. So I'm not going to say it's going to put them over the top because, again, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz is getting his mojo back. That defensive line is old. It's still favorable. It's still a formidable defensive line. So at the end of the day, I think it puts the Redskins at a good position to keep the momentum going. But I won't say, you know what, it's a guarantee this team is going to win the division because they got Clinton Dix.
Awkward silence.
I know, right?
This is crazy.
What happened? I mean, Ray is paying attention. Ooh.
No. I'm not paying attention to the game. I'm listening, but at this point, I'm gonna chill for now because I think the obvious thing is that the Redskins are 5-2, and any form of criticism is not going to be acceptable.
It's acceptable. You can say whatever you want to say.
Not when you're 5-2. Right now, people, the emotions are high. You know what I mean? Everybody's excited about the 5-2 start. I guess.
Georgia tweeted this.
What did he say?
George said both things can be true, that this team isn't the greatest 5-2 team ever, and that the 5-2 should be celebrated because it's not often that the Redskins are 5-2.
Thank you. He summed it up well. I'll stick with that.
That's fair.
It's fair. You're not being fair. That's the
I
thing.
Am being fair. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I'm fair. Like anything you when you said that this is the weakest division, I didn't say that. Other,
see, you keep talking
about weakest. I said a weak division. All I'm saying are other weak divisions. So I mean, what there's a bunch of weak divisions in the NFL. That's my point.
What does that do anything?
My point is there are a bunch of weak divisions in the NFL.
It don't matter if you're a strong team. You're a strong team. Like the Rams are a strong team. No matter what division
they are
playing.
A strong team.
No matter what division they're playing.
Rams are real.
That's the point.
I love Rams. Rams are a complete team.
That's what I'm saying.
Dante Fowler Jr.
So the fact that they played a weak division is irrelevant, right?
It does kind of.
But here's the thing. You didn't even give me a chance to say anything positive because you kept arguing.
Go ahead.
But Adrian Peterson was a bright spot. I still think you got to give it time because I don't like them depending on him so much at his age because I think he could wear down as the season goes on. But I could be wrong. So far, he's proved me wrong. Also, you got a division win on the road. I think it's important, no matter how you get, no matter who it's against.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Tampa. Again, I'm an Atlanta fan, so Atlanta barely beat Tampa, but hey, it's a division win. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's a bright spot, I think, for the Redskins. Because in years past, you struggled in New York.
Agreed.
No matter what the team looks like. You struggled against Dallas, no matter what the team has looked like. Last season, they could have beat Dallas, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I still think it's some bright spots. I'm just saying, if you're going to win this division, which you should, I've been saying that too. You got to tell me.
You have said that.
Okay, I've been saying they should win the division, which will result in what? A home playoff game.
Yeah.
If you want to go deeper and you want to have real, I think, real optimism about a deep playoff run, then there are things you got to work on now in order to improve. But the defense has played better the last 2 weeks. But again, you're playing against two division foes who aren't the best this year. And I feel as though I know you've been tested against Aaron Rodgers, who was banged up when Green Bay played you. Mm-hmm. You can say it doesn't matter, but I think to some degree it does.
He was banged up against Minnesota too, and he torched them. But yeah,
I mean, Minnesota got torched by
– I'm saying he was,
surprisingly, the defense hasn't played the best.
Yeah.
But overall – you do have some good wins. I'll give it to you. So come later in the season, possibly injuries, preparing for a home playoff game. That's where I think you'll be tested. And the experience in New Orleans was good. We'll see what they learn from it. There's some problems, though. Will pointed out quarterback play. You see some of the same stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the lapses on defense, they have to be cleaned up.
Well, they definitely do, especially when Atlanta comes to town. The Skins have Rays Falcons next. We'll preview the game after the break. You listen to Urban Sports Thing.
For ages.
You dig?
Deuces.
Bias.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta's hammers and bows. Back to the Mackin' and the clothes. Adolescents packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
I would happen to know the one with the flow.
Who did it?
It was me, I suppose.
JD in the rolls and looters in the cut supreme. Skating down old Nat, tucked and lean. Just bleed. As a matter of fact, I the team. No blood on the sneaks, gotta keep it so my kicks is clean. I get the cream, cops see me flick my beans. I'm allergic to doc prescribed and a histamine.
You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are Will T, Ray, and Wally. Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons come to town to take on the Skins. What do the Skins need to do to beat the Falcons? Ray, you know more than I would know because you're a Falcons fan.
What do the Skins need to do to beat the Falcons? Yeah, well, for one, pressure on Matt Ryan is key. If you notice the Steelers game, which you brought up, which I'm sure none of you saw, but it was televised. Matt Ryan was sacked numerous times when any team gets pressure on Matt Ryan, like the Bengals did as well. He has a hard time getting the ball down the field. Typically Julio is doubled, yeah, and man, you got to rely on the rest of your guys. Austin Hooper, who I like, he's not Tony Gonzalez, obviously. He doesn't get that same separation, but he's a reliable target. But if you get pressure, he doesn't have a chance to get open. Mm-hmm. So that's the key. No Devontae Freeman is seemingly a bonus for the Redskins, but Tevin Coleman is just as explosive, yeah, if not more, in the open field.
I'm going to tell you the key matchup. It's going to be Calvin Ridley and Mohamed Sanu versus Washington's second and third cornerbacks.
So it'll be Monroe and, if healthy, Quentin Dunbar.
Yes. I think that's going to be the
Calvin
key
Calvin Ridley
right
is
there.
Getting better every week, man.
No, Calvin Ridley is a beast. I've always
He's getting better
that.
Every week.
Alabama.
But, again, if you get pressure, he can't get the ball down the field to Calvin Ridley, who is – might be our best deep threat at this point, just because all the attention Julio receives.
Why is it that Julio and Matt don't connect as much, in the end zone? They connect in open field and like in the end zone.
Well, I think it's game planning. I really think he's supposed to be a decoy, uh-huh, in the red zone. It just hasn't worked. So you have to look at changing your strategy. Uh-huh. This is why I think the Falcons have received so much
flack.
No, criticism, because, you know, obviously you had Dirk Cutter years ago, who was a great offensive mind, but the same problems existed, because part of it is Matt Ryan, too. Matt Ryan doesn't make the best decisions always in
just
the red zone.
Huh? Kyle Shanahan made this guy.
Here you go.
Kyle Shanahan made him.
No, he didn't. He made him into an MVP.
Yes.
I will say that. But he's always been a solid quarterback who can never get over the hump. Tony Gonzalez said he's Tom Brady until the game is on the line. Straight up.
He said that for real?
He didn't say in those words. He said, I see the qualities of Tom Brady, but he can't get the team. He can't bring the team himself single-handedly to a victory like a Tom Brady can. But he's on the verge of that. This was years ago. But again, the same problems. How many games has Atlanta lost? Were they in like the 10-yard line or somewhere deep in the first game of the season?
Yeah.
And the last year in the playoffs, they had four downs.
Well, you think
from
game
like
planning
the five.
Isn't that like game planning more than is that just him? I always thought
it's a combination of both.
It's a combination of both.
Okay, so again, we had Dirk Cutter, who's good, mm-hmm, right? He made Jameis look good at times. Look what he's doing with Fitzpatrick. He's obviously a good offensive mind, but the same struggles existed.
He always going on his little streaks. He'll be back.
And then you got Sarkisian, who, is basically someone they brought in who is decent, but it was to prevent Matt Ryan from switching to a different offense. That's the whole reason he's there. But like I said, I like Tevin Coleman, especially catching passes out the backfield. I think that's still a good matchup. On the defensive side, Grady Jarrett is back. Mm-hmm. The Redskins will definitely have to block him. If the interior pass rush is strong, push Alex Smith to go outside the pocket, which I think is not his – it used to be a strong suit, but with this team, for whatever reason, he seems to be struggling with accuracy.
I mean, you got a matchup with two quarterbacks that are –
I knew you were going to say it. I was
very
waiting for
similar,
that.
Right?
Very
yeah,
similar.
I knew you were
going
to say
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. I was waiting for you to say something. I was waiting for you. I think the Skins have to continue winning the time of possession. That's the big thing for them.
I think I underestimated Alex Smith before, though, honestly.
You say you?
I think I have, yeah. I used to think that it was a big disparity between him and Matt Ryan, but it's not.
Oh, well, I don't know.
This season, though.
Funny,
yes,
like I'm being.
Yo, you are being funny.
No, I'm not.
That's why you said it.
I think there are a lot of similarities to him. A lot of similarities to both of these guys. I think, if you build, like we saw it in Kansas City with Alex Smith, right? Mm-hmm. And we saw it to a certain extent in San Francisco. If you build a system that accentuates their strengths. Mm-hmm. Accentuates the strengths and put the weapons around
them. That's true. That's right.
He's going to be extremely successful. Same thing with Matt Ryan. Now, I think the one thing with Matt Ryan is Matt Ryan, as you stated, he has it. It's just that it doesn't come out at the right time when you need him to take his game to another level.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Matt Ryan, I think, has been an overachiever, to be real.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because, I liked him in Boston College.
No, he was good, but he wasn't accurate to me in Boston College. I didn't like his D-ball there either, but the arm strength was there. I want to say that on the defensive side of the ball for Atlanta, obviously not having Deion in the middle is going to hurt. That concerns me with the matchup with the Redskins tight ends. That's a problem. Now, Ricardo Allen, out for the season. If there's a game that Josh Dotson wants to break out, the secret weapon should pick this week. However, to this point, the Redskins have not been good going on the field. So I'm not all that concerned from that standpoint. And you're gonna make Dan Quinn's job much easier if you can't go down the field.
This is my thing. I never look at like we're a team against the Redskins. Never look at a team where they rank that defensively. Because they've played against a bunch of bad defenses and still haven't been able to put up a lot of points. I feel like for them, they still have to stick to their game plan. You run Adrian Peterson. Win the time possession. You have a good opportunity to win the game. If they jump up first, they score first, they have a good chance. Their record, I believe, when they get the lead, they won all games. And with their 5-0 when getting the lead.
This is a different team.
When AP gets 90 yards, they're undefeated. So there's things they have to do. 90-plus yards, excuse me. They have to win a time possession. I believe the Skins are ranked third in time possession. They keep that same formula. They put themselves in position to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Real talk, Skins should win this game.
It's going to be hard to keep this formula consistent over.
But, I mean, depending on who you're playing, though, right?
Skins should win this game.
If you have a stronger, if you're playing against a stronger defense, if you're playing against, say, the Ravens defense, it's harder. Right. Because their defense is strong. If you're playing against a defense that's not as strong, then yeah, you can still have an opportunity to still win the time possession.
Last two times they played, it's coming down to small things. RG3 getting knocked out. Kerrigan had to pick six. 10-0. Redskins up. They missed a field goal. Falcons get a field goal before the half. That changed the momentum of the game. Last time we played in Atlanta, Kirk Cousins pick six overtime. it was a game that Washington was up late in the fourth quarter. So it's going to be a close game. It might come down to Matt Ryan if he can finish in the red zone. But the Falcons' offense is good enough that if your offense in Washington doesn't come to play, that the Falcons can beat you by double digits.
Prediction.
I think this is a game where Matt Ryan airs it out.
Okay.
Gets four touchdowns.
Okay.
Whew.
Okay.
So I'm thinking 28-20.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the matchups. I really do as far as the receiving core goes. But if you can't run the ball, it's a problem. AP, we'll see. AP, I think, is he's being overused at his age. And hopefully it's the week he wears down after a strong game in New York. I got Atlanta. I'm going to say the Redskins score a little bit less than that, 28-17.
I got the Redskins 20, Atlanta 17. Adrian Peterson goes for 100 yards. About the Redskins have been scoring 20 like the last 2 weeks. So
that's been the formula for you guys winning, right?
Yep.
Adrian Peterson going over 100. So I would agree, but 17 points you can hold the Falcons to, that would be great.
Yeah, 17. The Redskins have one of the tough defense in the league. And also, one of the tough defense in the league. And they're playing at home. They're not playing on the road. They're playing in Atlanta. I think they would have to score a lot more. So
that might be true.
Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network will join us to talk about Clinton Dix and the Falcons. You listen to the Urban Sports Saying for Ages. You dig? Deuces. You're listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your host are Will T. Ray and Wally. Right now, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network's on the line. What's up, Lex?
Hey guys, what's going on?
Everything.
Everything, Lex. Everything. Everything, Lex. Everything's going good. Today, the Skins trade away a fourth round pick to the Packers for safety. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix. What are your thoughts on that trade?
Well, first, before I address the trade,
okay,
let's address his name. I've always wondered, how did he get a name like Ha-ha?
That's, ain't Clinton that the Dix. Truth? I've been figuring. Is that his real name? Is that his real government?
Yeah, that's, I've always wondered that. Like, when he was in college and I heard that, I thought it was a joke. You know, but... You know, back to, I guess, the scheduled program. It's a big deal for the Redskins to pick up a safety mid-season when they're 5-2. I think it's a huge move. Hopefully, he won't. You know, he's healthy and he'll be able to contribute immediately. But it's major because, you know, if you look at the latter part of the Redskins schedule and you look at who's strong in the NFC. The Rams and the Saints, and you gotta have secondary help, and I think he's gonna contribute immediately. He's gonna be a great addition along with DJ Swearinger, who's played outstanding so far. So I think for Washington, you know, you give up a fourth round pick, not really a big deal. You got tons of draft picks next season.
Yeah. So to you, does this trade make this defense elite?
Well, I think the defense was already considered elite. They're top 10 in rushing, stopping the rush, and points allowed. I mean, they've kind of played arguably some of the better running backs, you know, in the league, and they've done extremely well. The rookie of the year, Barkley, they shut him down last week in the Meadowlands. They did a great job against, you know, Alvin Kamara. They did a great job against last year's top running back, Christian McCaffrey, a couple weeks ago. And they did an outstanding job against, you know, arguably the best running back in the league in Dallas. So, you know, you gotta look at the defense, especially that Alabama front line, you got to look at what we've seen so far, and you got to tip your hat. You got to be impressed for what you see from the Redskins defense.
Oh, man, I'm tired of doing this show with the Bias Brothers. I think it's a lot more to prove in order to call your defense elite after 7 games, especially when you got the brakes beat off you. Alvin Kamara didn't have to do anything in New Orleans. We already had that discussion. Even though I gave you the benefit of the doubt. I do think this is a good test, though, with the receiving core. You mentioned Alabama. Let's talk about that. Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley coming to town. So, depending on how they defend them, we can talk next week to see how good this defense really is. You feel me? I do like the defense, though. Don't get me wrong. I don't like the linebacking core. But you got Austin Hooper, who's not my favorite, as I already mentioned earlier. So, we'll see. I think time will determine how good they are, especially when playoff time comes, if you win this division, which you should, and get a home playoff game.
Well, I think you guys, you're thinking about the stats. If you look at the stats, Atlanta will probably put up some huge stats. But Washington has had a defensive, you know, team that's kind of bend don't break. They haven't really been giving up points. I think, yeah, they do have an advantage, mm-hmm. I think, with the receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington has the advantage up front, the defensive line, that Washington is bringing to the table. Atlanta has a bunch of young players that's going to be filling holes on their offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, their guards are young. So the question is, will they be able to protect Matt Ryan, and will he be able to get the ball to Julio, Ridley, and the rest of those guys?
I agree with you, Lex. I totally agree with that. And didn't I mention that earlier? That was my key. Yeah. If you're going to beat Atlanta, you got to get to Matt Ryan. If you can bang him up. You don't necessarily have to get sacks. If you can just hurry him, man, that will make a huge difference from him getting the ball downfield. I totally agree with that one. Totally agree with
you. You're listening to All Skins.
I'm objective, not biased.
You are listening to All Skins. Everything with the Urban Sports Thing right now.
I'm biased next to me.
We have Lex Bias from Heritage Sports Radio Network online. So Lex, Ray is referring to, he's saying that I'm biased. I like Lex. So Ray stated that the Skins have a easy division.
Huh?
No, no, no. Easy, you said it was easy division.
I said it was a weak division.
Oh, same thing. Weak is easy division. The same thing.
It's
right?
A weak division.
I'm sorry. Let me quote him correctly. A weak division.
Yes.
Do you agree that the Redskins have a weak division?
He's trying to say the NFC East is a weak division?
That's what Ray said.
So far.
The current reigning Super Bowl champions come out of the NFC East.
That's from last year, though. If we won't go off last season, then, yeah, I could throw some stuff out there. Because how many teams in the NFC South made the playoffs last year? Three out of the four. Yeah. So we can't.
Well, how many?
He's destroying your argument right now. You should have said that.
How many of the NFC South teams made it to the Super Bowl last year?
Lex, let's talk about this season, Lex. You ruined my argument. You're going to ruin my argument. We're supposed to be on the same team, Lex. Don't ruin my argument. I don't want to argue that part. I want to argue this season. Like, because I don't think other divisions are as strong as the East this season. I think they're weak. There are other weaker divisions, like the South to me isn't that strong. I think the West isn't that strong. Arguably the strongest division may be the North.
And the argument we had, we went to the top. The top of your division is the Redskins. The top of our division is the Saints. We saw that matchup already.
Man, play us in FedEx, man.
The top of the West is the Rams.
That's how I look at it. Play us in FedEx. The Rams and something else. But play us in FedEx. That's how I look at it.
It don't matter. We're talking about this season.
Damn!
That's all my hypothetical.
Hey, my argument. Hey, my whole argument.
Thank you, Lex.
Hey, listen. I appreciate you. You guys are talking about the South, but you got to think Washington beat Carolina a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Washington has beat Green Bay.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
You know, and the Rams are arguably in the weakest out of all three. The Rams are in the weakest division, but the Rams are still the strongest team in the NFC, even though they're playing in a weak division. The 49ers historically.
The Seahawks are not.
They're a mid team though. I see his point though.
No. I don't disagree totally, but I somewhat disagree because the Rams to me, it's like they balance it out. If you're gonna talk about a division, but you're right though. But the NFC East is not strong right now. It's just not. Come on, man, be real.
We're still saying NFC East is not strong. I will say the New York Giants, they're struggling right now, but they have talent. But I can't go and say the NFC East is struggling. The Jaguars just got beat by the Philadelphia Eagles. Did you guys remember that?
Okay, the Jaguars lost to the Cowboys too, by the way. But the Jaguars overall are struggling right now. Here's the thing. I will say this. For the Redskins, beating the Giants on the road is big, and beating the Cowboys, period, is big because, again, historically you lose in New York, and you also lose to the Cowboys. It don't matter how much, you know, more talent or how heavily favored the Redskins might be. Somehow the Cowboys seem to pull it out when they come to Washington. But they overcame two significant hurdles. So I think the Redskins are improving. I'm just saying the 5-2 euphoria, I feel like you need to just bring it down a bit because there are things on this team that you need to fix in order to make a
deep run. That's why they got Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Ha Ha.
Well, that's a good move. And Lex, I was going to ask you this. What I read was DJ Swearinger, he still makes more mistakes than the coaching staff would like, and they're bringing in somebody who's very similar to him to hopefully fill some of those holes or gaps that he creates when he makes mistakes on the field. Do you think that's an accurate assessment of why Clinton Dix was signed?
No, I think the reason why they signed Mr. Ha Ha,
laugh all out,
If you look at the landscape right now, the NFC, they're wide receiver heavy. New Orleans, if the Redskins are going to go to the next level, they're going to have to compete against the Rams, who have a ton of receivers, pass-oriented offense. The Saints, another pass-oriented offense.
You saw that.
The Eagles have just added
Golden Tate
to their mix.
The
Cowboys just added Amari Cooper, and the Giants, you know what? You can say what you want about the Giants, but they still have talented receivers.
And Tampa.
Washington has to play Atlanta, and they got to play Houston, who just picked up Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, the Redskins are playing a bunch of teams that are run first. These are pass first teams with potent passing attack.
True.
So Washington added another member to the secondary. Look, what's his name? Dunbar.
Yeah, Dunbar. Yeah.
The last 2 weeks.
He should play this week, though.
He's trying to avoid being embarrassed, so he's trying to avoid playing, honestly. Because think about it. The people that he's missed, he didn't get embarrassed by Odell Beckham, and now he'll probably sit out because he doesn't want to get embarrassed by Julio Jones.
Oh, he'll play.
So now you have, huh?
He's supposed to play. Jay said he expects him to play against Atlanta. They expect him to play.
I hope he plays. We'll need him. We need all hands on deck against the Atlanta.
It's the pass rush, like you said, though, that's going to be the key. If they get pressure on Matt Ryan, and especially if they create turnovers from that pressure, then the Falcons are not going to necessarily have the best chance to win. They're still going to have a chance to win, though, because the Redskins' offense is just not the best. But the Falcons banged up on D. Like I said, Deion being out of the middle, Deion Jones, Ricardo Allen being out for the season, that hurts. I just don't – right. And Josh Dotson had one of his better games last week.
Yeah.
He's targeted more and more often. The Redskins could open it up against a vulnerable, injured defense this week. It's just to this point they haven't shown that yet.
But like the ability to do so. Like I was saying, though, it's like the perfect storm. The Falcons – Have one of the worst defenses in terms of stopping the run. I believe they give up about 5.8 yards per carry, and the Redskins are a running team. So what do you do? My thing is, what do you do to keep?
You gotta stick with it.
What do you do to keep a high potent offense off the field? You run the football, mm-hmm. and the Redskins are third in ball control.
So not good third down, though.
Yeah, but it's ball control. You're still holding the ball.
Still regardless good. Of fact. Absolutely.
And that's how they've been winning games. So if they have the time of possession, they continue to win the time of possession, which they have, that's the way that you can keep and you can play defense on a Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Sanu, and Ridley. That's how you play good defense. You keep them off the field. You limit their opportunities.
Absolutely. I'm totally with you guys on that. And I think Washington has kind of shown us that, you know, Jay has finally learned how to adjust. You know, they become a run-oriented team.
Mm-hmm.
I think once they, you know, add the play action,
Alex
Smith is more, you know, I guess, more used to the system. I think Washington's going to be fine.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a struggle on Sunday, but I still think the intangibles that we have, the dominant defensive line, the dominant offensive line, Adrian Peterson, 25 carries. I think it's going to be enough to survive the Atlanta Falcons, who have, you know, they've been competitive in every game. They just kind of struggle, I think, at times. And they don't have, you know, their defense has been decimated by injury.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. But Grady Jarrett is coming back, and I think that's also a key on the Falcons end, which it doesn't matter on this show. But if you can get pressure on Alex Smith, like I said, I like him right now getting outside the pocket because he just hasn't been accurate for some reason. The Cowboys game wouldn't have been close if he'd have made at least two better throws that would have been touchdowns. But anyway, I'm really wondering whether or not Jay Gruden is going to stick with the run, because sometimes he's just inconsistent. You said he's getting better at making adjustments. That's going to be key. I know that Wally has not been the biggest fan of when he abandons it, and he does that sometimes when shootouts seem to be that – how can I frame it? When you seem to be playing a team that
– when the team scores first, that's when you
right, that's when he
if
seems –
the team scores first,
there we go. I couldn't get it. That's why I'm New Orleans. He got away from what he was doing. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if he can do that, man. I'm a fan of Jay Gruden, but he can be frustrating at times because of his game planning and sometimes motivating his team. I don't know if he's the greatest at that.
Yeah, I'm totally with you guys. I think Jay Gruden, he has been a pass-happy guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he will probably at some point get back to what he does, and that's passing the football. And this could be one of those type trap games where he gets caught up in the hype. You know, because that's all Atlanta can do. They can only pass. They have Julio. I expect them to try to go over the top on Washington
at
some point.
Why wouldn't they? Especially with that strong out there.
Washington was strong enough, I think. You know, a few years ago, I think Atlanta would have out-physical Washington. But I think now, I think the Redskins are a much more physical, more bruising team. And, you know, I think it's going to be a close game on Sunday. It's not going to be what people think.
So do you,
I think
the Redskins are favored, though.
And that's even. It's even on mine. I have the even right now, but that can change though. So Lex, do you think that Ha Clinton Dix will play against the Falcons? He just got traded. Do you think he'll start in this
Absolutely
game?
Absolutely, he's playing. Okay. I mean, he's not hurt. He's not injured. He played last week. Of course he's playing this week.
A playbook and everything? Playing safety, you gotta understand concepts of your current team. They can get that all in what? I mean, the practice will be Wednesday. They'll run practice tomorrow. You think that that's enough time to be ready for a potent Atlanta team? That's my concern.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, he's not going to be 100%, but he will be able to play. I mean, he's a pro, all-pro safety, high-level guy, intelligent guy. He'll be able to pick up the nuances of this defense. And I know DJ and Norman, you know, will kind of coach him up a bit. And he'll be ready to go on Sunday. Because Washington, they're not going to leave that kind of talent on the bench against the Atlanta Falcons.
Hey, Lex, man, real quick, you know you cover college football. DJ Durkin reinstated, man. What you think?
Oh, man, I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
University of Maryland.
Me too.
That guy should not have gotten reinstated. They need to clean house, you know, for the whole football program. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to lose a lot of recruits.
Yeah, I think so,
people
too.
People are not going to go to Maryland in the area.
Perfect.
And they're going to have to fire the guy at some point or let him go.
go ahead.
When Len Byatt passed away, that was a black guy on the University of Maryland's basketball program for years. And they fired the coach. I think, who was the coach at that time? Was it?
It was Lefty.
Lefty Drizzell.
They forced him out. You know what I'm saying? They forced Lefty out because of the situation. So I'm just saying Maryland might want to reconsider their decision. You know, I think long term it's going to be detrimental for their program. I mean, they're the Big Ten, first of all. They're not going to get the best players when you got Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State right there. So they already got that hurdle they have to deal with. Now they have this. So I don't know. I'm very unfortunate for University of Maryland.
Hey, I appreciate your feedback on that. Who you got Sunday, brother?
Which game are we talking about? New Orleans and the Rams?
you know the game. Stop that.
Yeah.
You know the game I'm talking about. You know.
Do we have to pick this Washington game?
No, we already made our pick. We want you to make your pick.
Well, listen. I want the Redskins to keep winning, so I'm going to pick Atlanta because I want Washington to keep winning.
Okay.
Because if I pick a team to win, they usually do the opposite.
Hey, you sound like me,
superstitious,
man. You sound like
me, bro. Just have confidence in your team, brother.
But I changed that way. I changed that way.
I'm going to pick Atlanta just so we can come back next week and we can talk smack about how bad the Falcons look.
That's cool. That's what's up.
Oh man. Hey, Lex, thanks for coming on the show. Before I let you go, let our listeners know about what you got going on social media.
Well, you can always follow me on social media. I won't have any rants like Cardi B on IG, and I won't have any crazy rants like the guy who's running the country on Twitter. But you can follow me at Lex Diamonds with Alfie A. And, you know, this weekend is college football. We got Morgan State. We got Bethune-Cookman. Should be an interesting game. And if you're going, if you're interested in homecoming, you got North Carolina Central down there in Durham. They're celebrating their homecoming. So, you know, some fun for you and for you HBCU lovers.
You already know it. HBCUs are the places to be. Hey, Lex, man, thanks for being on. We appreciate you. See you next week, my man.
All right, guys. Enjoy your weekend and go Falcons.
Oh, man. Lex, you're a trip. Man, that is Lex Diamond.
I'm here saying scared money. I'm telling you, if you really have a 5-2 team that you have confidence in, everybody's going to pick their guys. Everybody's going to talk trash. Man, I've tried to reach out to my guys, man. Nobody will talk to me at this point. They'll make jokes or whatever.
Yeah, I understand. I feel their pain.
It's like, really, it's all in fun. You know, go ahead. You step out there. But here's the thing, because
you
if
know
you
me, right?
Because it's everybody, though. If you don't talk now, I don't want to hear from you. Don't hit my Facebook up or my Twitter
up. I'm not going to do that.
I'm talking about people who are listening. I know it's coming if the Falcons lose. And a matter of fact, I remember the last time the Falcons did lose to the Redskins, the Falcons jumped up 17-0 in that game.
Quick, yeah.
And everybody was chilling. They were quiet. They're like, man, seriously, no big. We down 17-0.
Yeah.
They get a close win, and it was euphoria. I mean, I heard it for days. And then that season turned out to be what? A 5-11 year for the Redskins?
Season. That's Steve Spurrier.
We'll see what happens. I'm just frustrated that nobody wants to engage with me at this point, but if the Falcons lose, I'm sure I'll hear it. That's fine.
I'm sure. That's how Cowboys fans are.
Cowboys fans talk trash leading up to the game. Redskins fans generally do not.
That's fair. I don't know. I think I've dealt with Cowboy fans who are similar to Skins fans, but it is what it is.
Cautiously optimistic. Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. Anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Thing. See you after the break.
I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all, I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough, it's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink, this my day. Lucky you, hope you do. Woo! Y'all gotta move.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Will T. Ray and Wally, your hosts. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything. Make sure you rate us. Also, do the same for us on Google Play. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407.
I know who the caller is too.
You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on the show. Here we go.
Great move by the Redskins picking up Clinton Dix. I think that we got a defense now that can take care of everything, and the offense is going to come around. HTTR.
It sounds like my dude Wayne. Actually, a brother I know I work with, man. That's crazy because
that's what it is.
That's what it sounds like. Okay. He didn't say what his name was, the voice sounds like. I'll confirm later. But he sounds like finally a confident Redskin fan because everybody else is shook at this point. They don't want to talk to me. But he's saying they made a good move on defense. Offense will come along.
Yeah,
hail to the Redskins. That's what's up.
Yeah, he feels confident that Clinton Dix is the piece to put the team over the
top.
Could
be. Like I said, they should win the division. They should get that home playoff game. It should be a W. And maybe you get the chance to redeem yourself in New Orleans. I've just been clowning the Redskins because, again, it's Atlanta week.
It is Atlanta week. If you don't know Ray, this is what Ray does, though. Real talk. And he has some little truth to it, too, though. He believes a little bit.
It's fun. Jason Campbell felt my hex years ago. And he still ain't in the league, is he? He was out the league after that. He was gone from Washington.
You're a jerk.
Jarius Norwood, baby. I'm bringing up the old Washington-Atlanta game that I went to where I annoyed the whole section where I was sitting.
And you annoyed, and then you annoyed a friend of ours who I told him not to bother you because I felt like he was going to jinx the team.
Well, see, here's the thing. When you jump up early, like you might jump up early on Sunday, you can never celebrate.
Dude, I'm not going to jump up early because you know where I'm going to be at? I'm covering the team, man. I don't cheer.
You're going to be in the press box. Yeah, I'll text you a lot, though, like one of some DeJuan Blair type stuff.
Oh, you can do that. I'll ignore that crap.
if Deron Payne continues to get better, he had a good week last week.
So did Allen Payne.
Yeah, the whole Alabama front, Jonathan Allen. If you continue to play like that, you have a game similar this weekend. The Falcons probably won't win. And going forward, hey, our caller might be right. Hey, offense comes along, defense is good enough to win football games, you can compete in the playoffs. That'd be great.
Man, shout out to Matt Ioannidis, man, for real, because he don't get enough love. They talk about the Alabama wall, but that dude leads the team in sacks with 5. So
he has some bright moments. He played well also against Carolina, but he also makes some big mistakes out there that nobody necessarily recognizes.
Like what?
In the run game. I've noticed, If you watch him,
all right,
watch some of the holes that are created by offensive lines, and he whiffs.
Oh, maybe. I watch him a lot. I don't know. To me, he's you saw what he did Zeke? When he just threw Zeke with one hand?
Oh, he's strong. if he hits.
I don't know. Dude's a beast.
Reminds me of Chris Jenkins, like.
Nah, he's better than Chris Jenkins. Well, no.
What?
No, no. So Chris Jenkins from Carolina?
Yeah.
I'm geeky. I'm sorry. Let me. I would take that
back. No, he's strong as a mug. Chris Jenkins was like that. He could hit you one
Chris Jenkins was way better than Ionite. I would take that
back. But I'm saying, but when Chris Jenkins wasn't good.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Wasn't good.
I know you're talking
but
about.
But his, I think, was some type of laziness at times. He just took plays
Chris
off.
Chris Jenkins, yeah.
But Ionite always plays hard.
I just
think in the run game, sometimes he's a liability. We'll see.
I don't think of him a liability, but.
In the run game?
No. Nah.
If Tevin Coleman goes running past him, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. If that happens, we'll see.
Not a good chance. Nah, Tevin Campbell. Wow.
Is he more of an outside running back?
Tevin Coleman, yeah, he likes to break it like Reggie Bush.
Yeah. Oh, you know I ain't gonna say that about Reggie Bush.
He's a speedster, bro. Trust me.
Yeah.
That's all good. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway,
Chris Thompson's gonna create problems for the Falcons.
You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. For ages, you dig? Deuces. Hey, Mega, lead us out, big homie. To the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.